Hey guys!
Welcome or welcome back to Likewise Pod. I'm Issa.
And I'm Sam. And we're so excited for another episode this week. This one's kind of like random because it's coming out like not on schedule with the other ones. Okay, it's on the schedule, but it's like random because the other ones are Saturdays and this one is like...
This one's rogue.
Yeah, this one's rogue. It was going to be with Issa's co-host interview, but... Then, I kind of forgot. Oh, we split them originally because I thought I wasn't even going to be able to record this week. So I was like, if I even can record, it's only going to be one episode, not two. And then here I am and we're recording two at the same time. So it really could have gone out at the same time. But honestly, I think it'll be a little better this way.
Ooh. They have to wait a week and a half to hear your answers. They have a week and a half with mine where they can just, like, ruminate on everything I say. Wow. How fun for me.
And another episode in between them, at least.
Oh, yeah, that's actually so true. Thank God.
Ruminate on sobriety. Just kidding. But, I mean, unless you want to.
I mean, like, definitely can. It's... there to ruminate over. I don't know why I just picked ruminate out of like
that's my one of my favorite words of all time.
Oh,
actually,
wow, dang, I should have asked you that question. Well, now I don't have to. Oh my gosh, no, I'm so excited. Like, I'm obsessed with co-host interviews and like, sorry Sam, this is gonna be a long one, but
I will do my best to not ramble too much on things. I feel like when I choose to, like, go off script and ramble, it's for things that I don't need to. And then when I don't, I could have elaborated on other things. So I'll try my best.
Yeah, that's so fair. Same. But, of course, we're going to start the episode, as we always do, with roses and thorns. So, Sam, what is your rose and thorn for the week?
Okay. Kind of weird. So my thorn is also somewhat a rose. So obviously, like, I've mentioned just being sick and trying to go to the doctor and whatnot, and just having mysterious health. So my thorn is my mysterious health, because it's just annoying to, like, constantly, like, have things happen or whatever, and then on, like, paper, nothing be wrong. You know, that kind of thing. It was kind of a rose because it was, like, a good thing. Like, my doctor listened to me. My appointment was, like, good, where it was, like, they didn't just, like, try to dismiss all my symptoms. And they were kind of just, like, I'm going to order all these tests. Like, we're going to do multiple different, like, things of blood work to test all these different things. We're going to check all your inflammation markers. We're going to do all these tests that would point us in the direction of if this is something autoimmune happening. But all my blood work has started coming back. And everything is extremely normal, which that's a rose in a sense, because it's like, yeah, the things that I was scared of being intensely positive are intensely negative. And like, which I know it is also still possible to like not have things come up in your markers for your blood work and then still, you know, it still be the issue. But these things are coming back negative. So it's kind of a rose, but it's also like, it's still the thorn of my health being mysterious, because it's like, well, if it's not that, then what? So just going to have to be exploring that. I'm still waiting for one of my tests to come back, and it's like the last of the really important ones that would explain a lot, depending on what the result is. And then I got a new bed. It's not here yet, but it will be on Monday. And the place we got it from, get this, if you buy the like frame, mattress, everything, they'll come, and when they deliver it, they will haul off your old stuff. So they're just gonna like take my old mattress and frame out of here for me. I don't have to go take it and dump it. Like, they're just gonna take it.
Oh my gosh, that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited. So that'll be fun on Monday. Like, my work's really busy, but I'm still gonna just dip out and come home for the afternoon and bring my computer home and be here for it, because they were just like, I didn't expect it to be delivered so soon. They were just like, how's Monday? I was just like, okay.
Love that. Okay, so my thorn, so many things coming up, and you guessed it, I don't have money.
Right.
Yes. The price is very not right. So, live, laugh, love that. Need to really save up, especially for things that, like, Sam and I have talked about we're wanting to do. And
right.
So I'm like, oh my gosh. So, luckily I have, like, a lot of months for a couple things, but, like, one thing just came up and I only have a month and a half for that. I'm like, let me know how to come up with $80 real quick.
Right.
But no, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. But my rose, reading again. Yay! And it's so much fun. And, like, I have a couple arcs that I'm reading. Or, like, actually, by the time this is coming out, I'll be done with them. Hopefully.
Same.
If not, then I'm the worst. I'm actually already the worst, because, like, the last arc we got, like, I feel so bad. I reviewed, like, a week later, but it was so good. It was so fun. I loved that one. But, yeah. Anyways, read it again. Yay.
Oh, my gosh. I totally ignored that half of my rose. I, like, pretended it didn't exist. I was like, oh, my gosh, same.
I know, I was waiting. I was like,
wait,
like,
that was my rose, too. Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, currently reading the same arc as Issa, and I'm really excited for it, because it's my release day twin, and so I'm cute. Really excited to read this. And speaking of release day, I ordered author copies, and they will hopefully get delivered to me by release day, but I have low hopes.
Wait, this episode is coming out on your release day.
Yeah, so today.
Oh my gosh, I'm so dumb. I'm like, there's something about the day that this episode's coming out. I cannot put my finger on it.
Why is it Wednesday?
There is something.
There is something.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting.
Yes. Ah! Very on script for a lot of this. Like, there will be some good insight into that, I guess, in this episode.
Oh my gosh, wait, that's so exciting. Because, like, in the moment that we're recording right now, you're not a published author, right. Published poet. But in the moment that people are listening to this, you are.
Right.
Have you... First unofficial question. Have you been working on your author signature?
Oh my gosh. Guys. Issa told me earlier to start practicing it. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're right. Like, I haven't thought about it. And I'm like, okay, it has to be, like, different from my real signature. And so I was, like, doing all this stuff. And it's easy to make different because it's, like, my pen name is not like a pen name because it is my name, but it's like I just, you know, I dropped my last name for it, so it's like, well, it's either way, it's not going to be the way I sign everything else. But I was like, I don't want to write out the whole thing, so it's like I'll just do an S and then I'll do Louise or whatever and do a little heart. But then, like, the way I do my big S's just look like L's, especially with, like, the angle I was writing the rest of it. And, like, I was trying to just do it over and over to try testing if I could do it fast. And that was really difficult. So.
Yeah, I also forget that you're left-handed.
Yeah.
So maybe just be right-handed.
Right.
Like, it would make life so much easier for you.
I've also, like, I feel like I've had a hard... I need to keep practicing because I've had a hard time just, like, handwriting recently because I don't do it enough anymore. Like, I'm constantly typing, and so when I go to, like, actually write something down, like, at work I've been struggling, and I don't know if it's because of my joint pain and stiffness, and, like, my fingers are actually just messed up and I can't write normally anymore, or if I'm just out of practice. So more to come on that.
That is the question.
I'll just get a stamp instead.
No, okay,
sorry.
I was actually thinking that. I was like, no, Sam, like, just do, like, one good signature, get a stamp.
You're so right. I'm gonna do that.
Okay, wait. I'll take this part out. JK. We need everyone to know that your signature is fake.
Right. Well, because then I was like, when you said that, I was like, okay, I'll test it out with writing out stamp. But then I was like, I cannot train myself to sign my first name, like, different than it looks in my official signature. And, like, how I sign things. Like, I would not be able to write Sam, like, different from how I write it when I sign stuff. Half the time when I sign stuff, it looks different every single time because I'm just, like, scribbling on the thing. But, yeah, I'm practicing.
I love it. I'm so excited. No, when you sent me the pictures, I was like, that's
That's
a like
bad.
she did a lot. No.
Yeah, like half of them are like on top of each other because I was just
I
like
was like, I literally just sent this text and then I get two
front and back
pictures
of
like
an
2 minutes
index
later.
card.
Like 2 minutes later with like a million signatures. I was like, oh my gosh, maybe she was like already doing this before I said practice.
No, I just went to town.
Apparently. Oh my gosh. So I'm honestly I'm so excited. I'm like, wow, I can't wait to have a Sam Louise signature.
Right.
Oh, okay. So back on script. Sorry, it went rogue there. But yeah, I'm so excited for co-host interviews, and if you haven't listened to mine yet, you can, or you also definitely don't have to. But but like at the beginning, Sam was talking about how like we are doing our best to differentiate and like use questions that we haven't before, but of course we're gonna be using some that we have, because that's just how life goes. We like updates, we like, or we like consistency. I don't know. Change, consistency? We'll find out. But they are mostly new questions. Some old questions have just been rephrased to fit where we're at now and like how we want to answer them and go about them. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Spoiler, I have already seen her answers, but I'm excited to like hear them. Okay, so my first question for you, Sam, is, as we all know, you've been in Nebraska full time for what seems like forever, parentheses, not in a bad way, end parentheses. Do you see yourself there for the foreseeable future? Are you a forever Midwest girly now?
Yeah, this is an interesting question. For sure. I think foreseeable future is a good way to put it because, like, honestly, I don't really know. Like, I do love being out here, but it is also hard because I do not get to see, like, any of the people that I would really love to see frequently, like family, Issa, like other friends. Like, it's just, like, I don't know. It's kind of impossible, like, not having so much time off to be able to use, or like even if I like do have time off, like not having like really a, I don't know, consistent work schedule to be able to like go around, because there's always something new happening that's like hard to work around. So I don't know, it's just like part of me wants to leave here at some point, but I do love the Midwest, like at the same time I'm like, I do love it. So I'm not quite sure, but definitely like more than like another year, two, three. Like honestly, like probably at least 5 years. Like I feel like it is gonna be like right now that feels so long term because I have not lived a lot of life, but in the grand scheme of things, it's a very small fraction of life. So I don't know, we'll see. It'll definitely change because I start to think about like when I'm gonna like wanna have kids and all this stuff. Like, where am I gonna wanna be and who am I gonna wanna be close to? Because like where I'm at now, I don't have family. So it's just like weird.
Yeah, like knowing you and who you are and just like all the things about you, like I think you would thrive wherever you're put or like wherever you
Right.
choose to be. And so like I so see you as Midwest girly, but also like I see you as like Pacific Northwest. And so like I think wherever you are, like you're gonna do so well in. And so like yeah, it's just it's fun seeing you make a life for yourself and like have so much fun with it and like just be in a really great place. I mean, like physically, like Kearney's a great place. Yay. Oh, sorry if I added where you are. My bad.
Oh, no, that's fine. Public
But like
information.
also but also just like mentally as well. Like it's a good place for you, I think. And hopefully you feel that way. I don't know, maybe you don't. Ooh. That's awkward. I'm putting words in your mouth.
That's funny.
And like kind of along with that, like How has being there in Nebraska, like, how has it changed your perspective or your life experiences as compared to being in the Pacific Northwest?
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely put me in a place where I've had to do a lot of growing, especially in, like, using my, like, independence to its, like, best, or I don't know, to its fullest extent. Like, I've had to do a lot on my own. I mean, I do have a lot of help, and obviously, like, I have a significant other who I live with, like, all these things, and it's not just like, oh, I'm fully alone. Like, I do have a lot of people in my corners, so that's awesome. But I have had to, like, do more of these adult things, or, like, I don't know. So that's helped a lot. I think those things would have happened if I was still in the Pacific Northwest, but, like, probably a little differently, because I'd, you know, either still be living with my parents, or, like, I don't know what else I'd be doing. But yeah, I think that's done a bit. Or, like, I feel like I have, like, a different outlook on, like, small town type of things here, because back home, like, I considered myself almost being from a small town just based on, like, the scenery and how, like, far removed I was from everything, that, like, I had to drive 15 minutes to get to my high school, I had to drive 30 minutes to get to town, like, anything. And here it's like, well, I live, like, fully in town. I live down the road from Target, I, like, live by Walmart, there's all these food chains, there's everything, but the town itself is small, and, like, even though people live so close to their school and their work, it's so small, and that's just not what life was like out there. I guess it's just very different. Like, there's real small towns here. I mean, there is real small towns back home, but, like, this is, like, real small towns.
That's so funny. Yeah, no, I totally, like, I get what you're saying. And, I mean, to the extent that I can. Like, when I went to visit you, I was like, oh, yeah, Carney, like, it is small. Like, because I've, like, never, because, like, I've never, like, had a small town experience, because, like, I grew up, I live in Shoreline, like, literally the city that borders Seattle, so, like, I've always been in and around the city, and so it's like, oh, this is, like, so interesting. Like, also visiting you, like, home on the peninsula, I'm like, oh, this is small town. But then going to Kearney, I'm like, oh, this is, like, small town, but it's, like, different small town.
Right, small town, make it flat, and you have one, like, big main street that, like, is the highway, like.
Oh, so Pullman.
It is so like Pullman. Like, that's honestly my best way to put it. Like, it reminds me so much of, like, Pullman, Moscow. Like, that's, like, kind of what Kearney feels like. And it's probably because it is a college town, too. So, it helps.
Yeah.
Very Moscow-like.
Yeah. Does it feel bigger, like, when school is in session?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Like, it is a noticeable difference. And I think it's because my work is right next to the college.
Yeah,
and
that's
so
true.
When they're on break, I'm like, wow, there's, like, way less traffic today. Like, that's how I felt, because I used to live right on that street with the college, but now I don't. And now I live in an area where, like, I notice more, like, the actual, like, public schools, like the elementary and high schools or whatever. I notice them being on break more now than the college, based on, like, the way I have to drive to work, because, like, I get caught up in a lot of traffic of parents taking their kids to school now. But before, it was, like, obvious college traffic, and anytime I drive on that street, I'm, like, reminded of it. Like, there's just, like, a lot of people trying to run across the street because there's not enough crosswalks. Like, they're way too far away from each other, and it's hectic.
Oh my goodness.
But it's nice because it's very fresh and young. Like, when you do want to, like, go out or something, like, there's a lot of young people, and I think that helps keep, like, a town feeling very, like, I don't know, fresh, and, like, it has a lot of potential to grow. So
yeah, that's, I like, so that fun. I like that. Okay, kind of shifting gears, so something that you've asked me in the past, but I've never asked you, which is so rude of me, what is something that you think sets you apart from others?
I had such a hard time thinking of this.
Now you know how I feel. No.
And I honestly think, like, I've just noticed this with, like, just some people I've met in my adult life, is just, like, it does make me really different from other people, that I am such a busy bee. Like, I love to just like take on things and like I love a challenge. Like I think I'm just like I'm very ambitious and I just like I always want something more and want to be doing things. So I'm just like, okay. My brain it's wired to seek out like any type of like problem that I could provide like a creative solution to. And so I problems might not even be the right word, but just like always looking for places where something could improve and like where I could do more. And I've just noticed like there's a lot of people who like don't share that, like who don't have the like drive to want to do more or like improve their life and like do these things. But looking at myself, I'm like, oh, I love taking on a challenge, but there's a lot of people who would not share that.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. Sorry, I know you don't need that, but like you're someone who thrives on like having so many projects and someone who thrives on like having things to do, and like
right,
not just you personally thriving, but like your work also thrives from that.
Mm-hmm. It's like fun.
I think it's like so exciting to see that, because like I feel very similarly about myself in that like I thrive, my work thrives when I have so many things to just like bounce around and do, because like then I don't have time to get bored with the project. I can just like, if I get bored with something, then I'm like, I'm just gonna work on something else. I'm just gonna do something else real quick. And then like everything comes out like so great or
exactly
medium great.
Like I think I have a lot of people around me who like they are more of like a, they'll see like there's not enough time in a day as like a, as a, I don't know, like an excuse for them not doing anything, like mm-hmm. ignoring things that they should be like taking responsibility for. But my there's not enough time in the day is that there's so much more I want to do. So
yeah,
I think that's that.
Oh, I love that. That's so good. And so you just mentioned how you're a very ambitious person, and so I feel like my questions are already answered, but I'm still gonna ask them just to have them on the record. But like last year and years prior, like we've talked lots about how you admire ambition most in others. Like, does that still reign true?
Oh, yeah. I think that's very true. Like, it's still something that I think draws me to people or like makes me think like I could be friends with someone or like they could relate to me or like respect my interests and like things I'm doing, because I think I get more scared that someone's not going to appreciate or respect the things I'm doing if they are not someone who's like ambitious in the same mm-hmm. way. Like being a hobby collector or like always like trying to do something, or like being more of like an entrepreneur and like trying to do like business things. Other people sometimes like just don't get it, but I think other ambitious people will always respect you wanting to do those things. So, and then I think just like in obviously friendships, partnerships, everything, it's like it just it makes me feel good when the other person's like ambitious and clearly has like the goals for themselves too, like when they take like huge interest in something and really work towards it. I'm just like, that's just such a good trait. Like just makes me like really respect what they're doing, I guess.
Yes, that's so good. So what are some things or goals that you have or are working towards?
So many things. I guess, but we talked earlier about how, like, when this comes out, I will be a published author, but right now I'm not. And so, I mean, I already kind of feel like I am because I'm done with the whole process. Like, everything's, like, mm-hmm. scheduled, ready to go, and Amazon. But I think I am still really working towards building that community on that end, like on the author end, because like we really built it on the friend end with some authors and like as the pod, but like really in an individual way, like building a community from my author page and like just constantly working towards marketing myself, because it's so hard.
Yeah.
And then I think just like hopefully finding some more clarity of like what I maybe see long term for career, because I am going through like a role change, a job change right now, and so it's a really good one, and so I'm just hopeful that I'll be able to grow a lot in that role and see more opportunity for like how I see my future, because I think right now like being caught up in a long time of like having nothing going on in my job, I was kind of getting weighed down by that and starting to think that like all my goals for my life are lost. Like, I don't know what I want anymore. Am I on the same timeline I thought I was on last year and the year before? And like realizing that like the answer is no for some of those things. Like, I'm not on that same timeline. But then there's like other things that are coming in that are exciting. So it's like, oh, don't feel down about your other, whatever fake timeline you made for yourself not being what you're on anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's so good. It's like so exciting to see all that happening. And like, I know I only see so much of it, which is not very much, because honestly, I'm still not entirely sure what you do. And now that your role is changing, I really don't know what you do. But, and like, I guess like on that, like, just talking about how, yeah, your role is changing. Like, yeah, are your goals the same? Are, like, are you on the same trajectory? Are you saying on the same timeline that you were a year ago? Like, what, like, what's going on? Like, what are some of the biggest growth points or changes that you've seen or noticed in yourself in the past year, like, through all those things, though?
Right. I think this one was really hard to think about. And the thing that it all came down to is that I have grown a lot more in like kind of more of those like adult skills, or like more of those communication skills that are associated with being adult, like things that make me anxious that I like to avoid. Like, I don't like confrontation. And I feel like I've had a lot of scenarios this year where I've just really had to put myself, well, I don't put myself in tough situations, but sometimes maybe, yeah. But I've spent a lot of this last year, like, honestly pretty down and in some tough situations. And so I felt really challenged by all those things, like having to break a lease and move out and like find a new place in a challenging time and like be this communicator with landlords and all this stuff, like writing formal letters. Like, this is not something I had a skill for before that. Like, they don't just teach you that. And so just having to, like, I don't know, Google's your best friend, but like finding templates and like really putting forward like professional communication in all those ways, or like, I don't know, maybe more serious things at work. Like, there's always something where it's like, dang, I need to buckle up and be an adult right now. And so I think that's been my biggest growth in the last year, honestly, because I have never done things like that before, and I had to. And I do think as much as I hated going through it, I grew from it for sure.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Like, seeing you having to deal with all that was like, I could never. Not like I could never, but I absolutely would hate that. That was my worst nightmare. I could never.
Yeah.
So, no, seriously, like, it's been so fun, like, watching you learn and grow in so many different ways over the past year. And, like, you know what? Most of this seeing you grow and learn things has been digital, except for that 1 week in October.
Except that 1 week.
Oh my gosh. But no, it's been really fun, and like, the growth is so, like, people can see it, and so it's not just something that has happened and you're like, oh, like, this has happened to me, but like, people, I feel like it's apparent just in the way that you carry yourself and present yourself too. So one of our favorite questions to ask our author friends is a book or books that you would recommend to absolutely everyone.
Okay, I picked three, and they're all very different from each other, so I'm glad that I did that. I was trying to think very like genre, like different genres, and then also think like, if I were to recommend this book to someone who isn't like a regular reader, would they like it? Or like, you know, I don't know. That was kind of what I was thinking. So my first one is one of my favorite books. It's like the book that spiraled me back into reading. It's Turtles All the Way Down by John Green. Mentioned it plenty. I love that book. And honestly, I should reread it, because I'm probably going to be like, this is not what I remember at all. And I go around talking about how much I love this book. But I do know I loved it, and I sobbed. And I don't think everybody else would sob. I think it was just like deeply personal to me, but it was so good. And then Legends and Lattes by Travis Baldry. This is like a very like low stakes, like cozy fantasy, just like if you feel like reading a book but you don't want to have to like put so much energy into reading it. Like it's a very easy read. It's fun if you're like a fantasy reader or you like more like, I don't know, games or like movies and shows that are kind of more fantasy like. Also a Pacific Northwest author. And that book was originally in indie published before it got picked up. And my Legends and Lattes copy is the indie copy. So that's very, very slay. And I loved it so much. I read it for my 10 before the end, and it was just perfect. And there's like a second one, but it's like not necessarily like a series, but same world vibes, everything. Okay, and then my last one, Issa also had in hers, and it's Daisy Jones and Six, because it's just so good and it's so unique. And I think a lot of people who maybe don't really love to read, would appreciate the structure and like the format of it and like just enjoy it. I mean, I'm sure there's also people who would absolutely not enjoy reading something like interview style like that, but it is done so like easy to consume and like you just want to know more. And then obviously there's a show, and so you can like go watch the show too, which everybody loves that.
I love that. I have not read Turtles All the Way Down or Legends and Lattes, but I'll make sure to put them on my list. Actually, Turtles All the Way Down is already on my list. But yeah. Oh, Daisy Jones. Guys, we both recommended it, so that means you have to go
Have
read it.
to.
Like it's so good. I'm sorry. I will never be able to like stop talking about it. But literally like one of my friends read it before me and she like didn't super connect with it, so I think she gave it like 3 or 4 stars, and then I like sobbed. I sobbed so hard during it, and then I was like, oh my gosh, what's Sam gonna think? And so like
Oh, I'm just obsessed.
I'm so glad. And like I think it's so fun because like we connected with it for very different reasons, but like connected nonetheless, and both recommend. So yeah. Okay. Another fun question is, what song or songs would you say describe your past year?
Okay, looking back on these, it's so funny. And they're so different from Issa's. So my first one is Changes by David Bowie. And just because I feel like there was like a lot of like life changes, or like when I listen to the song, like it feels very just like, yeah, like you're just like, I'm just gonna let change happen. Like I'm gonna have all these changes. I'm just gonna let it happen. Like I need to not worry so much about it, like, and feel the pressure of like, or also like, don't have to have such huge pressure on yourself to change and like make big life changes. 'Cause I feel like that's also something I've been struggling with this year, is like there is a huge pressure to like move forward with big life steps, and I'm just like, no. So that's that one. And then We're Not Alike by Tate McRae. All caps, haha, next to that. And I put that on here because I love that song, but just it came at a very good time. And this year was rough. Like, definitely had some rocky friendship things happen this year. And so that's that song being on there. It's very applicable. Yeah. And then my next song is Live and Let Die by Wings. Also kind of related, like not only to that situation, but like a lot of things, like just like really just being able to like let go of things. I have such a hard time with that. I said earlier, one of my favorite words ever is rumination, or like ruminate. And I am constantly ruminating on everything that's ever happened to me. And so this song, I feel like it's more like, it's kind of opposite, obviously, of what my last year, because I've not been good at doing this, having this like attitude, but it's like motivational. It's like a reminder thing. Like I need to live and let die. And then my last one is Dreams by the Cranberries, because it's just such a good song.
Such a good song.
And like, I was like just like looking at the lyrics and I'm like, oh, this is just like, it's very, I don't know, it's like not wholesome, but like the way I feel listening to it and just like thinking about it, it's like, yeah, like I do have these dreams that like I hold super close, and I'm like kind of finally exploring some of them. And yeah, those are my songs for the year. Clearly I was in a certain type of mood when I was putting down my songs for the year. I'm like, what the heck? I'm David Bowie, Wings, the Cranberries. Come on. Like, what was I doing?
Yeah. So basically if you're kind of going through it, listen to Sam's past year playlist. But if you're like, oh, I'm just happy to be here, you can listen to mine.
Right. No, exactly. They're so different. Mine's like, oh, I went through a lot this year.
Mine's like, Best Friends by Five Saws.
Yeah. No, actually.
Oh, that's so fun. Oh, man. Oh, man. Okay, so as you were talking earlier, you are a woman of many talents and skills, and you do many things, like hobby collector extraordinaire, and it's really annoying because you do it all so well. Most recently, as we've discussed a couple times already today, just published your first poetry book. That's so exciting. And at the end of March, we announced Same Way Books, and you're working on your debut novel of a duology. Oh my gosh, Sam, she's so doing it all. She's like, let me dip my toes in poetry, let me dip my toes in fiction, let me dip my toes in publishing, or whatever Same Way Books is going to be. I don't even know what it's going to be. It's just kind of there.
It's just kind of there.
But excited nonetheless. I know you've always gravitated to writing and poetry, but like, where's all this coming from? Like, has it always been something on your mind to truly publish and be an author?
Okay, so like I wrote down like absolutely not, because like it definitely has not always been on my mind, and I think a big part of that is that I haven't always even really been a huge reader either. Like growing up, like I read, but not to the extremes, and like not with the passion I do now, which I think played a part in wanting to publish, especially where like a lot of my poetry, I did write some poetry to be poetry, but I also wrote, like, a lot of it was coming from me like trying to write songs when I was in high school and being like, I'm never gonna make these real songs, so now they're just poems. And yeah, I don't really know exactly where it came from, but I'm glad that it came from somewhere and that I decided I wanted to. I do remember like last year I started trying to write a novel, like, just out of nowhere. Like, I was bored at work or something, and I was like, what if I just write a book? And it was, like, probably that, like, January time period where a lot of people are taking their time off, like, before it goes away, and, like, for the next year and all that stuff, and I was just, like, didn't have anything. It was probably then, but I scrapped that. It was really weird. And, like, anytime I'd talk about it, like, other people were just like, that, I don't understand what you're doing. And now I'm here and there's much better things coming that I'm excited about and have made a lot of progress on. Because also, like, any other time I'd like write things, I don't think I ever got as far as I am now. Like, I'm actually decently far. So I don't know. I'm just glad it came from somewhere and that I decided to do it.
No, I love that. I'm so excited. And so, like, on that note, like, where do you get your inspiration from? Like, what makes you think, or what makes you creatively inspired, like, for everything that you do, like, books, socials, photos, podcast stuff, YouTube, when you do it?
I am a big fan of nostalgia. I feel like that's, like, a big point for that. Like, a lot of my inspiration comes from music these days for, like, anything. Like, books, socials, podcasts, everything. Like, a lyric will just, like, flip a switch in my brain, or, like, I'm a very visual thinker, and I never knew that other people weren't, like, that has been intriguing to me. Like, I've always, like, when I'm thinking through, like, scenes or stuff, like, I'm seeing it. Like, and I feel like maybe, I don't know if people get confused by, like, what I mean when I say I'm seeing it. Like, I'm not seeing it like a hologram, like, for real seeing it in front of me. Like, but I'm very vividly picturing it in my head. It's not like I'm closing my eyes and I'm, like, seeing it like I'm dreaming, but it's, like, I'm seeing it, though. Like, I could think of a celebrity and, like, I'm looking at Justin Timberlake right now. Like, you know, it's, like, I can see it, but it's not, like, in a that kind of way. So, like, I feel like when I, like, listen to music and stuff, I just, like, I don't know, I start imagining, like, these scenarios or whatever. And, like, right now, and, like, when I was starting my duology, I was rewatching a lot of, like, early 2000s Disney movies and rom-coms, because, like, that's where I was pulling a lot of inspiration from, just for, like, the vibe and the soundtrack and, like, it being more of, like, a comedy. Like, there was specifically a moment in She's the Man when I was watching it. Like, as soon as it happened, I instantly was just like, how can I do that? Like, how can I do something like that? And then, like, for the pod, I love listening to other pods, but I feel like I don't always take much from them and, like, put it into what we're doing. But I do love listening and just, like, consuming the same type of media that I'm doing. Like, you know, reading, listening to pods. Like, I feel like it just helps you stay inspired. And Pinterest, always. I will make a new Pinterest board for, like, every single thing happening in my life. I love it.
That's so fun. I love that you bring up, like, the way you think that it's, everything is, like, a very vivid picture in your head, because, like, I, like, sometimes I can get, like, really good vivid pictures in my head, but I think, like, most of the time it's between, like, 25 and, like, 50%, like, opacity in my head that I can see and, like, picture things. And, like, it's also really funny because, like, a lot of times, like, I'll also think in actual words. Like, I'll just have, like, a voice, like, my inner monologue, you know, but also, like, as if I'm reading in my head. Like, one time, for example, I was talking to my mom about something, and, like, I think we were talking about, like, I think it was when we made key lime pie for one of my friend's moms for her birthday, and I was, like, we had to zest the limes. I'm like, oh my gosh, these bald limes. And, like, the bald that I was thinking of was, like, B-A-L-D, but in my head, it spelled out B-A-L-L-E-D. I was like, that's the wrong kind of bald. And my mom was like, what? I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. So I'm like, oh, interesting. So, like, I always think it's, like, so fascinating, like, the way that other people think and, like, that they either can picture so vividly like you, or other people, like, have no pictures in their head at all and they're just hoping for the best. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm glad I have at least, like, something there.
Right. Yeah. Like, it's something where, like, I then obviously start overthinking it, because I'm like, no, I'm not seeing it. Like, visually not seeing, because I'm seeing the things that are physically in front of me. But, like, no, like, I'm mentally seeing it. Like, almost like a memory thing or something. Yeah, very intriguing. Makes me kind of scared. Like, that's the kind of science that's scary sometimes. Like, it's so intriguing, but it's like, yeah, but why?
Yeah, no, for real. Oh my gosh. Okay, totally shifting gears. Do you have anything that you're currently working on that the public, or maybe me, I don't know, may not know about, that you're willing to divulge or maybe pull back the curtain a little bit on?
Amazing. I somewhat, not accidentally, but accidentally, like, spilled some beans about, like, some of my other projects. Like, when the Same Way Books announcement went out, I, like, you know, included some extra information about some of my projects on there.
Can't help ourselves.
Right. Like, I just
love to leak. We love spilling a good secret.
So, yeah. My next poetry collection, if you saw, had, like, a little cowboy hat on the thing. And so it is, like, not necessarily Western inspired, but, like, kind of. And it's very, like, I think just because that was what a lot of my visual inspo looked like. Kind of just, I don't know, very, like, vintage Americana, like, dusty road trip classic car, like, all these things. And so I figured I would spill the beans on my idea for like my photo shoot for the cover, because I was like, you know what, I did it once, I'll do it again, I'll use a real picture on my cover.
Yes.
And there's like this spot, I might not use this spot because there's plenty of others in town, but I drive past it and there's just this like giant hay bale, and it's like in the perfect spot where like if I was standing there, like you wouldn't see a lot else in the background, like there's like some nice rolling hills and whatever. And like I just imagine me in this like very cool, like free spirited westerny outfit, cowboy hat and all, like boots, everything, just doing some sort of fun photo shoot kind of in that environment. I would really enjoy that. But now I just chopped my hair, and when I was envisioning it, I envisioned my hair being like long and how the wind would be like blowing it with the hat on, and now that just like wouldn't be happening. So who knows how it will come to life and if it would actually be the cover. But I'm also hoping to like capture a lot of content when we're in Utah, even though we're gonna be there for like 2 seconds. Just get some good like pictures I can use for for it.
And we are gonna be in Utah.
Yeah. I'm struggling right now with that project because like my first book, Eyes of Ice, Heart of Fire, had a very specific structure where like each page was just so like it was ice and fire, like the juxtaposition. There was a clear format, clear themes, everything. Like it was easy to just like come up with and write the next sets. And now I have like a couple things and I feel like placing things is going to be a lot harder than the first one. And like I'm just trying to decide like what I want. I'm like, do I want it to feel like a story, or do I want it to just be so like random and like there's still something intertwined through that makes it feel consistent? Like, how do I want this to be read, and how do I want it to come across, and what can I do like better just like to make it a good experience? So I'm having a really hard time with that right now, but I have a couple things written, but it's nowhere near done. So but I did put 2024, so I hope it still comes out this year.
Oh, that's awkward. You're legally bound to that,
right? Like I can't just not. Oh, I could I can make
you can't just over promise and under deliver.
No, exactly. So I need to finish it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so you kind of talked about how like, you know, some of your poems were from high school. Right. And you know what? Is this related to the question at all? No, but I'm just going to pretend like the segue makes sense. So if you could go back to your past self at any point in your life, like what would you tell yourself?
I feel like I would just tell myself that I'm like proud of myself for always trying so many things, because like a lot of my creative hobbies I always kept to myself, or I wouldn't share as much as I do now, or like when I did share them, I didn't have the right people around me to appreciate them or think it's cool. And so I think past me just maybe needed that validation that it's like worth it to continue and keep trying and doing these hobbies, and like don't worry about people thinking it's stupid, because there's people who relate to it and enjoy the things I'm doing, and one day like it'll be like, oh, it might sound crazy, but like one day you will have like a great community of people who love what you're doing. Even if you're like too scared to share with the people around you now, because it's not the right people.
Yeah, that's so good. Sorry, queen of not being able to find good transitions. Awkward. I should have placed these questions better. how do you think the different forms of media and creative outlets, like example, like Eyes of Ice, Heart of Fire, debut novel, YouTube, podcast, social media, etc., like all the things, has affected you as a person?
Yeah, I definitely, I don't know, I feel like it's helped me be like a little more confident. Like I'm still kind of reserved about it. If like somebody brings it up in real life, I'm like, oh yeah, like no big deal, like yeah, I have a book coming out, but you know, whatever, like I brush it off still sometimes. But it's definitely helped me be more confident in just like expressing myself and doing the things that I like and think are cool and making the friends I want to have and I think it's brought some really cool people into my life, especially like the pod and things. And I'm very grateful for that. I think it's just like brought me more of the right people and like people that can relate to me and share my interests and support what I'm doing. But yeah, just a lot more confident for sure.
Yeah. Do you think that you're a different person in those mediums than you are like in real life?
Sometimes I think about that. I'm like, well, am I? I don't think so really anymore. I think there was a time that I was, and maybe to the people that I don't want to say like people I used to know, but yeah, like people I used to know, like people from high school, like people who would not know a single thing about me now, like when they see me posting this stuff, like some of them probably are like, this is so random, or like maybe they won't see me, or they'll think I'm like fake or not the same person, or that I'm like different online than in real life. But it's like, you don't actually know me in real life. So I think I've come to the, I used to always think I was very different online, but I think now I'm at the point where I'm like, no, I'm not, like I'm very much me, and I think my personality's the same for the most part online. Sometimes I'm a little unhinged online, but when am I not like that in real life? So
yeah, that's so true. That is so true. And like through having these different ways of people like being able to see you and experience you and like get to know you, do you think that it's easier for you to be like more open and vulnerable than maybe it was before? Or do you think it's like, no, that's just who I am online, or like that's just who I am through my poetry or book or like whatever?
Yeah, I mean, I think the online community and like having like author friends and good people online and the support there has helped me like not care as much, or just like feel like it's easier to be open with people, because I feel like I have been pretty open with my friends in real life, maybe more than I would have, especially where some of them are like, we haven't actually known each other for like more than a year, and like we don't see each other that much outside of work, but it's like, oh, we're able to be very like vulnerable with each other, because for like the couple of us that I'm close with, it's like, oh, like we're all in a very similar situation where we all came here, like we don't really have people, like we're not like other people around here, like have their whole family and everything, so we're kind of like, I don't know, we're people for each other to turn to. So I think being online has helped, and getting like support there helped me just be like, talk about it more with people in person. Cause if they don't have a good reaction, it's like, whatever. Like, I know I have people who support me, but I think before I was a little more reserved.
Yeah. Kind of going along with that, that's like my motto this episode. Is there anything that you wish more people knew about you, or any misconceptions that people may have about you?
Yeah, this was also a hard one to think about, but I was trying to think like what crosses my mind when I listen to the podcast, and something I thought of was like, maybe listeners would misinterpret some of what I say, because like I just love, like, I don't know, first of all, why does this word look fake right now? I'm like, I know I did not misspell that, but like, I just like love things being like nuanced and like a nuisance. I'm like looking at this, I'm like, what is this? I'm like, I can't see this as anything other than nuisance, nuisance, you know? Like, I'm like, oh, why does this look so wrong? But I just love to like explore things in every possible way and having like the most random what ifs. So I think sometimes I'll want to talk about something more, and the way I choose to go about it is so weird. Like, I'll give the weirdest example and decide to like explore that for a long time, and I'll consider things that like, and bring up points that maybe I don't even believe and aren't what I think, but I think I don't make it clear enough sometimes that it's not what I think, it's just what I'm speaking to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like weird. Sometimes, I mean, maybe I don't even know what I think versus what I'm going to say, but I just love the back and forth. I love the exploration, dualities, everything. I love just giving a lot of reasoning for things, and maybe that gets lost to to other people in translation. But yeah, because sometimes I'm just simply processing something, so I'm just like, well, maybe it's this, and maybe it's this, and this. And that could get confused with, like, me straight up sharing my opinion. So, but that's just really random, but that's all I could really think of.
Yeah, that's fair. Oh, gosh, I can't remember exactly what it was, but, like, that just made me think of when you sent me the diagram of, like, my ways of thinking and explaining versus yours.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I cannot remember. Are you the scenic route or am I the scenic route? Someone's turbulence and someone's scenic route. And I'm like...
Okay, there was, like, different types of, like the yeah. turbulence and stuff. And then, like, landing the plane and, like,
yeah.
all that.
I'm, like, trying to find it, but it's okay. It's not that important, but it'll go on the close friend story.
We will find
so that
it.
People can know. Oh, my gosh. No, but that was so funny. Like, yeah, no, I can definitely see that as something that people may misinterpret. Yeah, because, like, I don't know, just, like, our conversations, they are, first of all, so chaotic and so all over the place, and it's, like, yeah, maybe we're not entirely sure, like, what we think until we actually talk it out, and then we're, like, oh, wait, actually, this. It's, like, we just have to present all the sides before we actually figured anything out.
Right. Exactly. And maybe we don't even walk away with an opinion sometimes.
Yeah, also that. Okay, I wish I would have adapted this to the pod the way you did, because I like that so much more. But, oh well, here we are. What is the best piece of advice you've ever received?
I don't even know if this is necessarily, like, the best advice I've ever received. I think it's advice that I'm still trying to take. Like, that's how I see it. And I've been seeing it a lot recently. And it's just, like, the idea of how important it is to prioritize yourself. And how if your reasoning for not prioritizing yourself in a certain situation is, and, like, continuing to hurt yourself by not prioritizing, like, what you need, if your only reasoning is because you don't want to hurt someone else, like, you need to step back and realize, like, why do I think it's more important to not hurt them than hurt myself? Like, shouldn't I think it's not selfish to, like, hurt someone by, if they're just getting hurt because you're doing what's best for you, like, that's not your problem. Like, and I mean it in the best way, like, with the best intentions. It's just the hard truth that, like, we need to accept. Like, so many of us are, like, scared and feel guilty and don't do what we actually want to do because we're scared that we're gonna really hurt someone, and out of fear mm-hmm. of, like, hurting them, you're like, I'll just keep hurting myself instead, and I won't live my dream, it's fine.
Yeah, sorry, the reason I started laughing, and I really don't mean to ruin a good moment, I'll take this part out, but I think I can manage being collateral damage.
Oh, you could totally keep that in, that's so funny.
Oh my gosh, no, that's so funny. Like, sorry, that's all I could think about. I got so distracted, and I was like, oh my gosh, no, I'm not even listening to her. But no, I think that's so good, like, especially for us as people who really do not like conflict and, like, do not like having to deal with confrontation or anything. Like, the easiest route is just stuffing it down and being yeah. like, you know what, these other people are, like, sorry, oh my gosh, all I can think about are, like, Bank Mino references now, and, like, I don't even mean to, but, like, these other people, like, they can just have it their way, like, I'll be fine, like, I know it's fine, right. But at the end of the day, we're not gonna grow, we're not gonna learn, other people aren't gonna learn if, like, we just continue to, like, let things happen, or, like, let things slide and stuff, and so.
Right. Like, I'll stay thinking about all the what ifs for hours every day of my life, mm-hmm. you know, just to not ruffle and, like, mess up someone else's situation, you know?
Yeah, I totally hear you. Okay, this is a fun one. Are there any trends, like fashion, design, media, etc., that you love to hate or hate to love right now?
Okay, so I'm really into the return of leopard prints. I think it's so good, and I don't even have anything, like, for that. I might have one thing. And then, like, in high school, I used to be a checkered Vans hater. But I'm also kind of here for, like, they're having, like, a renaissance right now, like, and there's some cool ones, and I'm kind of about it. And I do love the boxer trend, but I also don't have any and don't know if I really will get any or, like, do it myself, but I love it for other people. And then I will always, well, might, maybe not always, but in this current time, always love a trucker hat. I think they're very fun. And then I've just been feeling very overall, like, just over fast fashion. And I don't know if it's, like, from almost, like, I guess, working in it. But, like just overconsumption. And, like, I think it's more, like, just feeling gross about, like, my own, like, overspending and, like, frequent shopping and the way that I, like, ignore what I actually want. And, like, for so much of my life, I've fallen into just, like, trying to buy every trend but never, like, I have so much stuff I never wear because I don't actually want to wear it or don't have other things I want to style with it or, like, it's not the style I want to have. And so I've been trying to just fix that. Okay, things I don't like. I hate AI covers. And I'm not talking about book covers, but, like, yeah, that's bad too. But, like, like on TikTok, like, the AI covers and audio of, like, people singing things, like, all the ones people make of Taylor Swift, like, singing other people's songs, like, stop it, get it away from me. I will listen to it if she actually covers it. I'm so scared of AI technology, and so, like, the fact that we're so, like, I think there's some situations where people are like, oh, haha, AI cover, we're going to manipulate this real person's voice to say whatever we want it to say, even if it's just, like, a song. It's like, maybe think about the fact that this is also much more problematic and could be something bad. But I also just don't like them. And half the time they're, like, done with, like, annoying cartoon characters and, like, they just sound, like, they're just funny and I hate them. I don't know what it is, but they just, I hate them. I'm actually starting to get tired of, like, Girls Girl. Like, I'm so annoyed with it. It's too overused. People aren't even using it right. People are weaponizing it. Like, that sounds so aggressive. Yes. But, like, it's just becoming so bad. And I'm like,
no, I so agree.
No. And then, like, rosettes. Like, that's a love-hate fashion trend right now. Like, the, like, chokers with, like, the big, like, little rosette flower. I like it sometimes. I don't like it when it looks really gross and cheap.
You know what, that's fair.
But sometimes it's cool. I think it really serves a moment. Maybe I don't like it because that was, like, one of the accessories for, like, our Nutcracker costumes every year. Like, there was, like, a group dance that had that all the time, like, little rosettes. They had, like, a hair one and a neck one, like a choker. But it's just been on everything. And sometimes I see a cute top and I'm like, I want this top, but without that.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Oh my gosh, one of my last questions. I'm so sad. But this has been so much fun. I love, like, hearing you explain things. Because, like, I can get only so much from the notes that you leave. But is there a moment from your life that really sticks out to you as, like, super substantial or impactful? It could be, like, life-changing, earth-shattering moments, or maybe it's something small that's just stuck with you since you heard or saw or experienced it.
Mm-hmm. I think, so recently, I've been thinking about how when I was younger, my mom actually self-published, like, a book, and I'm like, oh, like, that was cool that, like, from that time, I was maybe 12, so not, like, super young, but, like, I saw it as being something that could be done, and I don't know if I would have known about it had I not seen that happen. And just, like, knowing people who have, like, written books, like, it was a children's book, but she had always been working on these other books that she hasn't finished. But, like, also, like, one of my best friends, her mom wrote a book. I have it. And that's just been cool. Like, I think seeing that around me has been, like, subliminally impactful, where, like, I've never really thought about how impactful it is until now I'm in that situation. And then very silly, one of the first things I really wrote for myself that wasn't an assignment, was, like, a big creative, like, dump of feelings, almost just, like, journaling, I guess, but it was, like, creative, like, it doesn't read like a journal, it's kind of, like, poetry almost. but it was like when I finally found out my foot was broken after like so many months of like not finding out what was wrong, I like wrote this thing. And it was, I feel like it was a big part of my healing process because I was able to just like, I really was writing out how it made me feel and like how certain things, that like one of the things was like, it's hard to watch like your friends get better and you get stronger. Like that's how I felt as like a dancer, not being able to like dance, but I still like was there. So I watched, I like sat and watched every single class, even though I couldn't dance. So it's like, that's like very terrible as like an injured person. So like, I think that was a big part of like the healing process because I was able to like actually vocalize how I felt. And then I haven't ever shared it, but I kind of, I guess, see that as now as like kind of a little bit of a start to my writing in addition to like those little songs. And that time also, like when I broke my foot, was when I started exploring some of my other creative hobbies because I couldn't dance. So like that was when I like got into photography and like involving myself in a lot of those things. I mean, I already was interested in photography, but I like learned it way more like with classes and things. And then did like a little fashion certificate online program thing and decided I wanted to go to school for apparel merchandising. Like that all happened because I broke my foot. Up until then, I did not think I was going to actually go into a creative field. Like I thought I was going to study environmental science.
Wow. That's so wild. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Wow. It's so fun to hear about those. Like, I love it. I love hearing about just, like, moments from people's lives. Like, it's their lore. That's what I'm here for.
It's lore.
I just want to know it all. okay. My final question to round out this fourth edition of Co-Host Interviews for you, Sam, is what is something that you hope to see or do or accomplish in this next year or season of life?
Honestly, I was thinking very simple for this. I really hope that I'll be able to see more people. Like, I just want to visit friends that I haven't seen in a long time. And also, I really want to meet people in person that I've, like, met and grown strong relationships with online. Like, people we've had as guests and just other indie authors that we're friends with. Like, I just really want to keep that community strong. And with some of these people, I'm like, I just want to meet you in real life so bad. And I mean, there is an opportunity, so I just really hope it works out.
I really hope it works out too. If you know, you know. yeah, no, that's so sweet. I love that. Oh, Sam. Bammy B. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Wow, we got through that so fast with my millions of questions for you.
But I'm glad. Like, it was, I think the timing is good because it's, like, not too drawn out.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that is all our co-host interview questions. Honestly, this has been so much fun. I just, like, that's literally all I can say about it. Like, I love interviews and I love co-host interviews. Like, they just will always hold a special place in my heart. Like, just getting to know each other more, like, even with as much as we do know about each other, like, I still learn so much about her every time. About you.
I love them. Like, it's just so fun to talk more and learn more about each other and be reminded of, like, I don't know, what's important to the other person.
So, Sam, what is your song of the week?
Okay, my song of the week is We Move Like the Ocean by Bad Sons, because it's so good, and I just have really been in a Bad Sons mood.
That's so real. Oh my gosh, I love Bad Sons. Almost chose Bad Sons song, but alas, I did not. So, I was actually between this song and my other song that I chose for my co-host interview, Yours by Alexander 23, and because Sam texted me this song today that we're recording it, I was like, oh my gosh, like, my jaw dropped, and I sent her a picture. I was like, me, the whole time the song has been on. And when I realized it was by Landon, I was like, ah. Anyways, Overrated by Landon Conrath. It's so good. Wow. Obsessed. That man.
It's so good.
Bangers only.
Yeah. No. All of his new releases have been so good. And not like the old ones weren't, because I love his, like, really old music. So, but it's just been, like, it's such a fun, like, almost style shift. Like, it feels like there's something different.
There's something different in this 2024 air.
Yeah.
Maybe it's since he's married now. I don't know.
For real.
His wife's like, actually, let's change this a little bit. In the most respectful way. Oh my gosh. This is so good and so fun. And if you enjoyed it, please make sure to rate and review on Apple Podcasts and also follow us on whatever streaming platform you use. Well, rate and review on whatever streaming platform you use. Not just Apple Podcasts, but, like, if it is Apple Podcasts, do it on Apple Podcasts. Sorry, I'm so tired. Like, my eyes are so tired right now.
No, I was gonna say same. Like, I kind of noticed, like, that kept happening to me. Like, my eyes were like, ooh.
No, I know. Me too. And, like, I misplaced my glasses a couple weeks ago. So, they're somewhere that I don't know. So, I'm like, can't see. We're great. But yeah, and then also follow us on Instagram at likewise_pod, so then you know exactly when an episode is coming out, and you can just keep up with us on socials. Yeah, it's so much fun. I love it. Sorry, I just needed a breathing break.
Good.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, Sam, this was so good, and I just love learning more about you every time with these. Not just co-host interviews, but, like, every episode we have. I'm like, wow. What a girl. What a woman. I'm obsessed. And, yeah, I hope you have a really great rest of your day.
Aww. Thanks, Issa. And likewise to you all.
Bye.